yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A good ruling from a Dane County judge, Stephen Elking. He refused to stay his decision that prohibits the Republicans from using taxpayer money on the gerrymandering issue before litigation. Let's review the bidding on that one. Republicans, i.e. Voss, contracted with a firm, the Consovoy firm, out of Boston, Massachusetts, promising them in taxpayer money a minimum of $30,000 a month. $30,000 a month to advise them, the Republican caucus, not the Democrats, on how to gerrymander. They needed local counsel, so they hired a Madison lawyer at $375 an hour to read what the Boston lawyers drafted and then sign it on behalf of the Republican caucus. All with taxpayer money. 10 years ago when they did this, the bill was about $3.5 million. The contract with the Consovoy firm says there's a cap in the first year on $975,000, but that's movable. It's a fake contract. What it is it's an open checkbook of taxpayer money to pay private lawyers very, very large amounts to gerrymander our legislature for the benefit of the Republicans. There was a lawsuit brought by the Democrats. Judge Stephen Elke said something that is very true. You might think it's obvious, but having a judge say it after a careful decision is not obvious. What he said is, why are you hiring any lawyers at taxpayer expense? If you want to do it on your own dime, if you want to have Richard Eline of Illinois, Diane Hendricks of Beloit, or the Waltons from Arkansas fund it, go ahead. He didn't say that, but that's basically what he was implying. But if you want the taxpayers to do it, when we're fighting for money for schools, for a lot of things, no way. There's no litigation against you right now for it. You are doing this basically to cook up a gerrymander at taxpayer expense, and that you can't do. And so he enjoined the contract. He said they couldn't do it. They can go ahead with the contract if they get the money from Eline, Walton, Hendricks, you know, the remaining Koch brother, somebody like that. They brought a motion to stay his decision pending appeal. It's very common to bring that kind of motion. I've seen many of them. Brought that motion on occasion, totally different kind of cases. Every lawyer has. But basically, the judge would have to believe that there was some basis for the appeal. In other words, there was a good faith basis for the appeal. And Elke refused to stay his decision. Good for him. Good for him. His decision stops them momentarily from using taxpayer money on gerrymandering before litigation. And even when litigation comes, I'll tell you what, they should use the attorney general. He's free to them. He has a salary anyway. He has a huge staff. You can say, well, he's a Democrat, so he's conflicted. Okay, leave him out of it and go to one of his lifetime lawyers, the people that just are real professionals, that are independents. There's some of the attorney general staff who vote Republican, some Democrat. It's the attorney general, attorney general's office. That's who you use. Doesn't cost taxpayers any more money than they're paying right now. But that's a little down the line. So what are the Republicans, what's Voss going to do? Voss will appeal. He'll try to get into the Supreme Court right away and bypass the Court of Appeals, because the Court of Appeals in Madison, he will think, is stacked against them. The truth is, they're good lawyers. Know a couple of them. And frankly, they're good lawyers, and they're going to work independently. They're not going to throw a bone to anybody. But it's very, very hard to see how good, honest, independent judges at the appellate level are going to say that Judge Stephen Elke was wrong. So if the Supreme Court doesn't step in now, it's all going to come down to Brian Hagedorn. three that will vote Rogensack and Ziegler and Bradley, not Ann Walsh Bradley, Rebecca Bradley will go one way, possibly. I'm not sure. Maybe Rogensack won't. And the other three, Dalit, Ann Walsh Bradley, and Kurovsky, likely go the other. It's up to Brian Hagedorn. And, you know, quite frankly, Brian Hagedorn, on things having to do with our democracy, he's read the Constitution. He's upheld the Constitution. Things having to do with our democracy get his attention. And if he believes that this is something that has to wind its way up in the normal course and not just jump in, he'll vote, in my judgment, to say no. There's a procedure. You go to the Court of Appeals first. Then you bring what's called a petition for review. And the Supreme Court doesn't have to take it. They have discretion. And if they do decide to take it, then fine. But then there's oral argument and briefing and a lot of other things. So that's what's going to happen. I think that if I had to handicap this, and it's hard to handicap it, I would say they'll go to the Supreme Court. And I would say it is more likely than not that the Supreme Court will not intervene at this time. They'll let it go through the Court of Appeals. Because when you intervene, you put an iron hand on the whole judicial process. It can and should be done in emergencies. This is not an emergency. This is not an emergency. If they want legal counsel, they have their own donors that can help them get legal counsel. The question is taxpayer money. And then, once it goes to the Court of Appeals is going to do what they're going to do. And whoever loses in the Court of Appeals will file a petition for review in the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And when they do that, there'll be a vote on whether to take it. The thing is that given the fact that there are three people who are seen as aligned with the Republicans and three who are roughly aligned on the other side, and I say it's rough because the great majority of their opinions, by the way, are bipartisan. I mean, the great majority of them have majorities that shift. It's only a handful of these cases. But what'll happen is probably they'll get enough votes to take it on review. It doesn't take four votes to get it on review. It takes three. At least it used to take three. Hope it still does. And that is the situation. That's what's going to happen. Then it'll go up. They'll set it for oral argument, you know, shortly, a couple of months after they get the case. There'll be briefs. They'll look at the record. And then if you're interested, it's an open court. Right now, they're doing it by Zoom. I don't know when this is argued. I assume it'll be in person. Who knows if there'll be a regression of COVID? I hope not. And then they will hear oral argument and decide. But the issue is a substantial issue. Should the taxpayer pay for either party's partisan counsel to gerrymander? Should that happen? The answer is no. And I would say that is even if the Democrats did it and we had a majority, I would say no. I would say no. And I would say the Democrats shouldn't gerrymander either. There should be a fair maps commission like Iowa. Iowa has been voting Republican and they have a fair maps commission. Let the chips fall where they may. A lot of 50-50 districts. And then what happens is somebody wins and somebody loses. And you get some really good candidates, whereas now you get extremists on the right and extremists on the left, largely in the Dane County delegation, but not exclusively. So I'm in the Milwaukee delegation. You have packing and cracking. So, going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. I believe in yesterday.